I'm always interrupting myself this way. After I'd written La Fiesta Mexicana, I had had two or three books published by Mills Music, and I'd become quite well acquainted through them with Mac Stark, the general manager. So I said, "Mac, how about your publishing La Fiesta Mexicana?" I said, "You were at the concert and Fred Fennell performed this with the Eastman Wind Ensemble in Chicago." He said, "Oh, that's a great piece." I said that it got over big. I remember that performance. "We can't publish it." "What do you mean you can't publish it?" "That's too hard." He said, "Only the professional bands, a few university bands, could play it. We can't afford to publish for that kind of a limitation, with those limitations." I said, "Leonard, I don't believe that." I said, "I think there are even, so there are a lot of high college bands that can play La Fiesta. And I know a couple of high school bands, if the conductor knows what he's doing." So it went on. I had been turned down to publication by Associated Music Publishers, by Shermer. Associated said, "We'll take the piece, but we'll publish it as three pieces, not as one piece. Give it a separate name. Parody of Gnostic Dance, Mass of Carnival." I said, "No way. This is a symphony, maybe the first symphony that's ever been written for band." I said, "It's going to go out, or it's not going out at all. It's going out as a three-movement symphony." They turned it down. Mills Music turned it down. Finally, Mac Stark said, "Owen, we'll put this on a rental and see how it goes. And if it goes well, then we'll consider renting it." Well, make a long story short, it started being performed. They were duplicating parts. And they saw it again move, so he saw me at a convention one time. "I want to get good news for you." "What's the news, Mac?" He said, "I've talked to the board into publishing La Fiesta Mexicana." "Good for you, it's about time." He said, "Yeah, it's going to cost $5,000 to publish this piece." And he said, "I hope it goes. It'll be my neck if it doesn't." I said, "I don't think you have to worry about it." Well, that was, I don't know what it would cost to publish a big band score and set of parts and have it engraved as they had to do that. That was before doing it on the finale program. So that was, today had been a bargain. But it began to go and began to move. And as you know, it's played by almost all the good high school groups.